Listen for Insight, a podcast from Miami University's Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute dedicated to spreading ideas of creativity, innovation, and leadership. Welcome to Listen for Insight. I'm your host, David Turnick. We have for you Casey Biles and her insights on creativity from the perspective of a STEM major. I send you now to our interviewer, Chad Barth.
So what activities over the past 4 years do you think have helped you develop your creativity?
Well, first off, there's been a couple organizations that I've been part of that have been related to my engineering degree, such as the American Institute of Chemical Engineers, Engineering Student Council, and the Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute. However, some of the organizations that have really fostered my creativity have been helping to teach some of the ballroom classes, being part of swing syndicates where I've learned how to do swing dance. I've also been involved with a couple internships that helped film a documentary. I've done a photography study abroad in Australia. And I've also been involved in a glassblowing apprenticeship. And also, I have helped to moderate Humans vs. Zombies, which is basically a game of over 100 people throwing marshmallows at each other.
So when talking about engineering, the word innovation is often thrown around. How do you think creativity and innovation relate to each other?
Innovation is basically a response to a particular need or problem that we have, and how we look at it, how we think that we can make a difference. This can be either solving problems, it can be curing diseases, it can be coming out with some new technology that will help someone in their life or make things easier for them. Creativity is how we choose to go about it. Creativity is taking the limitations that we have and deciding, okay, these are the parameters I have. How am I going to go around this? How am I going to work with this to make something fantastic?
So what is your overall view of creativity?
One of the biggest concepts I think that is hard for people to grasp is that creativity does not mean it's completely generated and conceptualized on your own. When I am writing or attempt to come up with a novel way to approach an issue, I talk to other people. I listen to their input on the issue, and sometimes I don't even mention what I'm contemplating at all. Just listening to what other people have to say about their day or just talking to them can sometimes be enough to trigger something in my mind that will give me an answer. The enemy of creativity is being stagnant. You can never think in a different, unique way if you insist upon having the same mindset. And if talking to people isn't what helps inspire you, also just watching movies, listening to music, going on a walk, and sometimes if you're approaching an engineering issue, then reading other research, looking at other things that people have done, it can also really help you look at different perspectives and see how you can approach the issue.
If you had to go back and do it again, would you still choose to pursue an engineering degree throughout college? And do you think that has inspired your creativity and given you a different outlook on than pursuing maybe a more creative degree such as, you know, dance or an art major?
Probably what I would have done is instead of engineering, which is a very demanding and very intense curriculum, I probably would have gone with chemistry or biochemistry and paired that with something that is a little bit more creative oriented, like dance or writing. But I'm overall very happy with how I've chosen to pursue my degree. It has opened many doors for me. I still believe that I can express my creative side, and ironically enough, at one of my internships for Peptides International, I had been working in the lab for a while, and I approached them again and asked them if I would be able to come back for another summer and work in the lab. And one of the first things they said was, yes, you probably can, but would you also be willing to take pictures for us? And because my last day of Peptides, I took pictures for all of the people working there. I took professional headshots, and they currently use them all on their website now.
So thinking back to your childhood, how do you think creativity has been prevalent in your life, I guess, throughout your lifetime?
Well, one of the biggest things is that my parents have always fostered an idea of creativity, and they know that that's how I operate, being, I guess, sitting down and trying to study has never worked for me. But then if I'm always up and doing something, if I'm cooking, if I'm also drawing at the same time, then I'm far more likely to retain information. And from there, that's really helped me understand how I work, how I really think creativity is a big part of my life.
Could you tell me more about the internship that you had where you filmed a documentary?
So the documentary was about this church, and one of the couples that went to it realized that they had saved very well, and they wanted to donate something really good and really personal to the church. Well, they decided on 5 stained glass windows, and then from there, other people in the church got really inspired, and different groups decided to donate a certain amount of money to have other stained glass windows put in it. And we also got to interview the couple. We got to interview the priest who was part of this, and a couple other people of the congregation. Then we actually got to go and talk to the artists themselves, the people that made the stained glass windows. And what I thought was amazing about it was they really got to know the church that they were doing this artwork for. They really got to know the spirit behind them, and they didn't just make a piece of art just the first thing that came out of their mind. They really got to know the people that they were making it for, and I thought that was truly beautiful. We got to interview anyone who's involved in the process, and it is just a really fantastic idea. I got the opportunity to shadow pretty much everyone who was part of the project. I became really good friends with the filmmakers and also realized I am far too short to hold a boom. I got the opportunity to work with one of the best writers in Louisville. She really helped me put together a script, because the first time I turned in something to her, she sent it back to me and said, "This looks like a paper that you wrote for school. Try again." And kind of had to muster my ego up a little bit more to get that back together. But I managed to really think about it in a way that would intrigue others. And that was something that I never had to do before. I had never had to, I guess, really think about, like, okay, what would intrigue my audience? It had always just been, okay, what does the professor want to see? What do they think would be good? And just go from there. I also had a lot of things to do with the editing process, where I had to transcribe, I had to listen to sound bites, we had to correct them for any sound errors, and we had to also look at B-roll footage. And on top of that, we got to use some of my pictures that I took of the actual church.
So how do you think creativity relates to science?
The way that I view creativity and science is not that different at all. I've explained that they work the same way as kind of a poem would work. A sonnet consists of 14 lines with 10 syllables each. It can be considered very restrictive. It has a very difficult rhyme scheme to follow, and yet it is still one of the most popular ones that is ever used. In my research lab, I was required to move a heavily adhesive compound from 5 containers into a large one. Adding dilute acid could help, but it could also really damage the product and denature the proteins. Both of these examples involve rules that must be very carefully followed. However, within these parameters, one can be creative and work out solutions. With the proteins that we had to move, we tried almost everything you can think of. We tried just scraping. That took almost 2 hours to move from one container to the larger one. And eventually we arrived at the idea that we should use a small amount of acid that probably would not damage it and use a spinner with it along with a rotator. And within this, we managed to come up with a solution instead of just scraping away and taking almost 10 hours to move one thing, and instead of working on other projects at the same time. So I think that's why people don't really think about creativity, and that they think it's so cut and dry. They think it's the only way that they can do things, when actually it's not. Science is all about exploring other ideas, other ways to think, and I think we've lost that in a lot of ways.
What are some major influences in your life?
Well, one of the major influences I had in my life for creativity was the woman that I did an internship with. Her name is Claire Robbie. She is a lamp worker, and for most people, no, that does not mean she makes lamps. This means that it is a very smaller scale form of glass blowing and making glass beads. I met her through an art festival where I just talked to her for a while about how much I love taking the lamp working class here at Miami. And based on how passionately I talked about it, she asked me if I would be willing to be an intern for her. And I was just so taken aback that she would be willing to take a stranger in and teach her what she knows. So for the rest of that summer, I got to go in and work with her, and she would just teach me different tricks. She would review my work. And I guess just what's amazing about her is she is so fiercely independent. She is amazing. She is creative. She will see one piece of glass and work her best to see, one, how can she use that technique? How can she utilize it? And how can she make it her own? She always inspired me to be a creative person, to see the best in others. She is amazing, and I really, really hope I've made her proud.
So a lot of what you've said about creativity has to do with experiences and how they've influenced you. How do you plan on continuing to leave opportunities open for you to experience new things?
Well, at a certain point, I'm going to have to keep trying harder, because I guess theoretically I will run out of things eventually. But that's the other beautiful thing, is that my parents have raised me very much in the art of, well, not art of, but raised me to travel a lot. And we don't have a lot of money, but we just allotted what money we had into traveling. And that's something I've always wanted to do more of. When I graduate, I will probably explore more photography opportunities abroad. I would love to go and teach. One of the biggest things, when I had visited Spain, they talked about how they wanted a lot more English-speaking teachers. So that could be something that I would be interested in doing. Just anything that I can experience, I want to try for it. My goal in life is to be that lady in a nursing home that all the school kids gather around, because she's telling so many crazy stories about just all the things that she's done. I want to have a story worth telling at the end. Hi, my name is Casey Biles. I'm a senior chemical engineering major at Miami University. I am a ballroom dancer and a moderator of Humans vs. Zombies. Thank you for listening for Insight.
Listen for Insight, a podcast from Miami University's Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute dedicated to spreading ideas of creativity, innovation, and leadership.